Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Chewy's a former high school football player for Hazleton.
Bench worker, but yeah.
And I was asking you, you know, this time of year, here we are almost mid-August. Where would you guys be in practice for the upcoming season?
Doubles would definitely have happened already.
What does that mean?
Like where we do the two-a-days.
Okay.
Two-a-day practices. That would have definitely happened already. Yeah, we'd probably be gearing up for our first loss of the year. Right around now. That's probably where we'd...
Do you already have, like, your calendar out at those days and just have the X's through all the games?
You know, it's funny. We went into every season so confident.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, no, we got this. Like,
yeah,
we're
gonna
go.
Idea,
yeah, we're going to go into so-and-so's place, and we're going to beat them. It was always bad.
Yeah. Who was the toughest team you ever played?
When we were playing, Berwick.
Berwick?
Yeah, they were the toughest. They were always undefeated. We always played Crestwood hard, because I was a Hazleton Area Cougar. Let's go. Let's go, Cougars.
Yeah, even though you live now.
Yeah, I root on Crestwood.
Yeah.
I really have no...
You going to coach there or anything, or maybe go back and play?
No. Yeah, I'll go back and play.
Still have your coat. You got your...
my Letterman?
Hazleton. Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, wear that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because nothing screams I miss high school better than wearing your Letterman
exactly.
When you're 29 years old. But yeah, no, it would always be Berwick. I'll never forget. We were horrible this one year. I think we won like two games, and the last game of the season was always Berwick.
Yeah.
And we had this great coach, Coach Monty. He was from New York. And he gave us his great speech. He said, listen, he goes, when I was in school, my senior year, and you know, he had the accent.
New York,
like,
senior.
My senior year, we were the worst team. We hadn't won a single game, and we were going up against the undefeated team, just like you guys are today.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's like, everybody counted us out, and we went down, and we smacked them in the dirt. He's like, we beat them, and we're all getting riled up. He's like, it was, we crushed them. And he goes, that's not what's going to happen to you guys. You guys suck. At least Coach Monty kept it real.
Yeah, well, he did. And then they probably didn't keep him much longer after.
Coach Monty. Yeah, we
still
had him.
There?
No, not anymore. I saw him actually at the American Legion in Mountaintop not too long ago, and I was like, Coach Monty, I don't know if you remember me, and I told him my name, and he goes, Medic. Yeah, I remember you. He's like, yeah. He's like, we sucked when you were on the team. I was like, yeah, we sucked most years.
I think we found the common denominator. Well, this kid in Arkansas, they're going through all their practices now. And he was complaining about his helmet after an hour to the coach, saying there's something wrong with the helmet. It just doesn't feel right. They took his helmet off. There was a venomous cottonmouth snake in there, who didn't bite him at any point. But I guess the snake getting wrapped up in the padding was making the helmet very tight and very uncomfortable.
Yeah,
so,
football helmet's already tight and uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, check them. I mean, just check them for venomous cottonmouth snakes, because they could be in there too.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina DeAnaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.